example which actually illustrates a couple of things. It illustrates the alert function which we actually use. There are two functions, built-in functions, which are commonly used, which are effectively printfs at some level. They're called alert and confirm. So this one is called alert. An alert issues a message and then continues. Confirm issues a message and stops until the user does something. Now, they all have this miserable feature of saying Netscape error, even if there isn't an error, but that's just a Netscape, how Netscape likes to do it. So this is done by calling the system function called alert. And this one here is, so it has two functions called welcome and hint. They both call alert with different messages. Let's look at the one we saw called welcome. The alert function called welcome shows another typical feature of typical capability of JavaScript. The body tag is allowed to have an attribute called onload. So the body tag is the thing that defines the beginning of the HTML page. It has BG color is a typical thing you'll find in a background color or background image file is a typical thing you put in a body tag. But here in JavaScript, there's a new attribute you can put in a body tag called onload. You can also put on unload. And those are just JavaScript expressions to be evaluated in the case of onload when you load the page. So as soon as the page is loaded, it issues a message. Here the message is rather uninteresting. There's a later example where it's done on unload, and it issues a message to say, "Are you really certain you want to leave this page? Have you done everything you need to do?" All right. So here we have onload. We have the command onload equals welcome. If you look at welcome, which we diligently signed. Function welcome just says alert, welcome to JavaScript tutorial, and that's what the message you get is. And of course, if we don't like that box, we just click OK, and then we obey the instruction to click me on this button. And so that if you look at the this particular page, you will find it has a form with a button which has click me on it, and it has the onClick attribute set to the hint, and hint says the alert method is handy for debugging and other things. So the all good computer programs, the only way to debug is print statements, and that's true in JavaScript, like all other decent computer programs like Fortran, stuff like that. So the way to debug JavaScript is you stick alert and confirm statements in it, and you get these messages so you see what mistakes you made. You can also use them, of course, like ordinary print statements to do other things besides debugging.